This is a CKTZ News update.
Dan, sure, if you want. Hi, ma'am. I need you guys to stand back, please. So, the exclusion zone's going into effect now.
Get a car up the river now! Get a car up the mountain now!
RCMP attempts to enforce the court injunction against logging protests at the Ferry Creek ramped up on August 9th. In a press release issued later that day, the RCMP confirmed there were 33 arrests. There were another 23 more on Tuesday, August 10th, and 17 on Wednesday, August 11th. The total number of arrests since the police action began last summer was cited as 597.
Well, since Monday, RCMP have been busy taking down headquarters, although there are some peaceful forest defenders still defending bits and pieces of it,
said Kathy Cody of the Rainforest Flying Squad.
They seem to have escalated their violence and their attitude towards our forest defenders. It's been a very difficult time for us.
It's been a little over a year since Ferry Creek was identified as the last unlogged old-growth valley on Vancouver Island. The Ancient Forest Alliance would add southern Vancouver Island and outside of parks. On August 9th, 2020, 30 activists came up from Victoria, informed the Pachydat Nation of their intention to protest, and threw up their first blockade. 82-year-old Pachydat elder Bill Jones joined them and became a spiritual leader of the movement. This July, the company seeking to log Ferry Creek, the Teal Jones Group, asked the BC Attorney General to consider criminal contempt charges against the protesters or forest defenders, as they identify. Quote, the continued existence of the blockades and utter disdain for the injunction that they demonstrate undermines the court's authority and undermines the respect for the rule of law in BC, Teal Jones stated in its notice of application, according to the Times columnist. Most of the forest defenders were in Victoria, celebrating their first year of existence when this latest RCMP action began August 9th. That same day, BC Supreme Court Judge Thompson released his findings that the RCMP has not shown that their exclusion zones and associated checkpoints are reasonably necessary to carry out their enforcement duties. In short, these RCMP blockades are unlawful. The RCMP stated that they were enforcing the injunction because it was court-ordered. They also stated that the roadways were critical for first responders. The use of vehicles to block roadways is not only a breach of court-ordered injunctions, but creates serious difficulties for the local fire department to access those roadways in the event of a forest fire, stated Chief Superintendent John Brewer, Gold Commander of the Community Industry Response Group. Finally, the RCMP stated that the priority in escalating the force being exerted at Ferry Creek was to provide members of the Pachydat elected and hereditary leadership access to their territory, which they've not been able to be in the year since the protesters have set up their encampments in these areas. According to Canada's largest First Nations newspaper, First Nations Drum, elected chiefs and council generally hold authority over reserve lands and their infrastructure. Traditional chiefs oversee the territories and hold ceremonial and historical importance to First Nations. Ferry Creek is not inside the Pachydat Reservation, and there's some question as to whether Frank Casito Jones, whose authority the RCMP are asserting, is the hereditary chief. According to Pachydat elder Bill Jones,
Victor Peters is our hereditary chief of the Pachydat First Nation, and he is for saving what old growth that is left.
In a press release made on April 21st, Elder Bill Jones said, the Peter family, as far back as our oral history allows, has always been here. They are the governing authority and are responsible for this valley. Frank Jones, calling himself a hereditary chief, is false. He is not eligible to make the claim for the Jones family line, and is not informed by the hereditary system amongst our people. In fact, the Jones family is not originally from the territory, and have no chief rights to the San Juan Valley. The Forest Defenders are at Ferry Creek at the repeated expressed invitation of Elder Bill Jones, and with the approval of Victor Peter. Forest Defender spokesperson Kathy Cody added,
Victor Peter is the hereditary chief, soon to be. He hasn't actually been stood.
But we have another hereditary chief. Well, I understand Elder Jones doesn't recognize.
Yes, and Elder Bill tells us that the Coast Salish people do not recognize Frank. He's actually from up north. He's not originally from Patchadat. So he's not recognized as an hereditary chief at all. As well, these are forests that stand on unceded Patchadat territory. Once those trees are gone, that's a terrible loss of their tradition and rights and culture.
You said there was violence.
Yeah, we have had evidence, footage and videos and photos of police manhandling forest defenders. A team of four or five of them dropped one of our folks on his head. He's had to go to a hospital. He has a concussion. People have received quite serious bruises. Car windows have been smashed, and RCMP have been videoed taking all of our belongings. They're not giving people time enough to even collect their belongings, like their keys and their wallets and their ID and their money. They're not giving them enough time then to collect those possessions. Instead, they're arresting them on the spot and then putting all of their belongings into the backs of trucks that belong to Till Jones employees and hauling everything off.
RCMP Staff Sergeant Chanel Choyette emailed CKTZ News, the RCMP uses a carefully measured response to civil disobedience and unlawful acts. We will only use the level of force necessary to ensure the safety of all citizens, enforce laws, and to maintain peace, order, and security. Our officers work to ensure the safety of all those in the area. When individuals are arrested, the officers do medical assessments on site prior to being removed from the locking devices, after being removed, prior to transport, and again at the detachment. Emergency services are on standby. We can also add that there have been no public complaints made to local detachments or the Civilian Review and Complaints Commission for the RCMP, which is available to any member of the public if they have concerns about their interactions with the police.
I'm sure being more than a dozen complaints filed with affidavits from the people directly involved, giving them the specifics of their complaints about their actions,
said Rainforest Flying Squad spokesperson Rani Earhart at a press conference on Friday, August 12th.
Often there's safety concerns about the way that they were extracted. Sometimes they're about the nature that they shouldn't have been arrested in the first place because they weren't actually breaking terms of the injunction. They were merely in the area. We have submissions from media folks who were not treated. So yes, we've been pursuing that venue of complaints, but it's a slow process, and I don't know that we've really yielded any successes out of that.
Yeah, so that's the thing with the civilian review process, is that it is a slow process. It's designed to implement systemic change, not to be sort of an emergency response mechanism where the police is acting improperly.
Added the Forest Defender's lawyer, Matthew Nefsted.
The sort of more immediate ways of controlling police conduct are, if the government were to step in and change its direction to the RCMP, that would be one mechanism. And the other one is through the courts, which is the mechanism that we're looking at.
Wet'suwet'en Elder Marlene Hale said,
I have sent letters and got a response back from the United Nations Human Rights Office of the Commissioner, and through Nancy, who got me the people to take care of this, Mary Lawler, and has gone to three different human rights organizations. One is the Free Assembly, The other one is the S environment, and the third one is on Indigenous rights. So I have been, we've been nailing all of them, and lo and behold, I got a response. And what the human rights have asked, which I have sent up there, Rainey, to with a few of the kids, was to get the consent of the victims and their stories, which I have. The media has given me all what I needed to send to. So it's been sent to the human rights in Geneva. And so once they get that, he's doing the investigation in it, the research. So he needs to have a few of the victims on a Zoom call, and Nancy Topias and also Mary Lawler. And that's who he's doing it for. The only thing that's standing in my way of getting this organized is getting the consent of the victims. I was looking at Panda, number one. The young fellow, I have been in touch with him, and I think it was Jason. He's in Calgary right now. He was the young fellow who was being pulled by the bandana around his neck until he was consciousness, and he was kicked in the head while he was unconscious. And a third one was the girl who just sent me a letter at 6 o'clock this morning. She was in the paddy wagon for over 6 hours. They did give her water and Gatorade, and she was sent to the hospital.
One of the Cortez Island residents at Ferry Creek, Reed Westcott, said he saw the vans remain on site for 6 hours in the midst of last week's heat wave. They were not allowed to go to the bathroom, and, consequently, someone defecated. Some of the forest defenders appeared to have been affected by the heat, and when the doors of one van opened, Westcott observed some of the occupants emerge to throw up. Passing through Cowichan Lake, on his return to Cortez Island on Wednesday, Westcott saw two of the people in the vans transferred to ambulances. Rennie Earnhardt of the Rainforest Flying Squad also spoke about the vans.
Another couple reports from the field yesterday in this heat wave that's been going on. When they collect a bunch of people together to put them in the paddy wagons, they wait till the paddy wagons are full, and they do a certain level of processing on site before sending the paddy wagons up to the Lake Cowichan RCMP detachment. Because of the extreme heat, people have been left in sealed paddy wagons with no air conditioning for periods up to 6 hours. We've had two reports yesterday of severe heat stroke where people are vomiting and are being denied medical aid and then eventually do get transported to the hospital. So we have some pretty serious human rights violations about the methodology of the arrests and the access to medical care during the arrests that are happening, and it's particularly bad during the heat wave.
Earnhardt also spoke about vehicles being towed.
A few months ago, we had a situation where cars were being towed from the side of the road. That's cars that are parked to the side of the road as people are in the area, and they're being arbitrarily towed. We did do some legal challenges to that and determined that these actions were illegal, and then the towing stopped. So recently, this week, in the last couple of days, the towing has resumed again.
The RCMP press release of August 9th is accompanied by drone footage that clearly shows cars being used to block their progress. Earnhardt acknowledged that cars were used in some blockades, but added,
I do have reports of cars that were peacefully parked at the side of the road on, these are public roads, Crown land, and have been towed. When they are towed, basically the possession of the cars has been assumed by Teal Jones, and they're in a Teal Jones impound lot, and people are being asked for $2,500 to release their cars. So that has started again, and I have a few reports of that.
In a telephone interview, Rainforest Flying Squad spokesperson Erica Clark told CKTZ News,
they're towing people's cars and holding them for $2,500, telling them that anybody whose vehicle is towed, they're demanding that they hand over all their personal information. They're telling people that they're going to be sued. This is part of their way of trying to recover damages. That's the company.
Staff Sergeant Choyette emailed CKTZ News, all vehicles that are found obstructing the travel portions of the roads are removed at the decision of industry. The vehicles are then transported to a secure compound where the owners can make arrangements to have them released. Patchadet Elder Bill Jones called for a mass demonstration at Ferry Creek on Saturday, August 14th. Rainforest Flying Squad spokesperson Kathy Cody added,
"So what we're asking for, though, is everybody to go up to Ferry Creek, especially this weekend. There are buses leaving from Victoria. There are a lot of buses that have been ordered for this purpose. So if you can find a bus and book yourself a seat or come up yourself, we need people on the mountain. We need the numbers up there to show that people do care about this last stand, because once we leave the mountain, all those trees will be gone."
When this recording was made, Sunday afternoon, there had been no RCMP press releases since the previous Wednesday. The most recent estimate as to the number of people arrested in the RCMP push to overrun Ferry Creek came from Kathy Cody late Friday afternoon. She believed there had been about 80 arrests. This is taken from the beginning of a video posted on the Ferry Creek Blockade Facebook page late Saturday night. Patchadet Elder Bill Jones is speaking.
"Oh, government pretends to be, and that's civilized. By the savagery that's being demonstrated here, it's an affront to your dignity and honor in this world. You are now what we call, my people call, kuas, which means a part of us. And so you come and go as you please in my territory. Tlako, tlako."
So just a quick update, it's about 2:20 p.m., and the police has set up a zone about 2.5 kilometers up this hill, and in violation of the court order, and they're not letting people pass.
"The ethical difference between you folks and us is you're getting paid by us to do illegal things for thugs, forest thugs.
Why are you doing this to people who want a better world? Hey, are we the criminals that you joined up to prevent?
This isn't over. This isn't going away. We want you to start acting lawfully."
"I'm going to quote Martin Luther King. It's our moral responsibility to defy unjust laws."
You've been listening to Kathy Cody, Eric Clark, and Rainey Earhart from the Rainforest Flying Squad, the Forest Defender's Lawyer, Matthew Nefsted, Wet'suwet'en Elder, Marlene Hale, and Cortez Island resident, Reed Westcott, RCMP Senior Staff Sergeant Chanel Choyette, Senior Media Relations Officer for the RCMP, said there were no officers on hand to be interviewed and emailed CKTZ News answers to specific questions. Press releases from the RCMP, Rainforest Flying Squad, and an audio clip from Patchadet Elder Bill Jones' March 18th interview with the Mamas Movement were also utilized in this report.